where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
A five-day inquest will begin today into the death of a 31-year-old man who died while at the Sarnia jail. Travis Havers died on December 5th, 2020. Natalia Vega has more about the inquest.
The Ministry of the Solicitor General says the probe will examine the circumstances of his death and a jury may make recommendations to prevent further deaths. The inquest will begin at 9:30 this morning. The jury will hear from approximately six witnesses. The inquest is being held virtually and members of the public will be able to watch the proceedings.
A video link can be found on our website, sarnianewstoday.ca. No injuries were reported in a garage fire Saturday in Corunna. St. Clair Township Fire says multiple stations responded and knocked down the blaze without incident and with minimal damage to the home. Fire officials say lithium batteries sparked the blaze. The fire department advises that if you have lithium batteries in your home, the best way to prevent fire is to only use the battery with the device that it's designed for. Don't charge a device or battery under your pillow, on your bed, on a couch, or near flammable materials. And store batteries away from anything that can catch fire. The Southern Ontario Tourism Conference is being held this week in Sarnia Lambton for the first time ever. Tourism Sarnia Lambton Executive Director Mark Perrin says collaborating together brings a united voice to the industry.
We're competitors, but at the same time, we're trying to build the industry. We have common goals of bringing Americans over and bringing international travel back.
Up to 250 people are expected to attend. The three-day conference goes until Wednesday at the Sunbridge Hotel and Conference Center on Venetian Boulevard. The Trues will return to Sarnia this summer as part of the two-day Revelry Music Festival in July. Organizers announced the final lineup on Saturday over social media. The all-ages outdoor music festival will be held at Canaterra Park on Friday, July 19th and Saturday, July 20th. Tickets are available at revelrymusicfestival.com. And Lambton Mall was transported out of this world over the weekend. 12 teams set up their construction displays for the 11th annual fundraiser for the Inn of the Good Shepherd. For the second year in a row, CF Industries display took judges' favorite. Best meal went to Shell, while best use of theme went to Worley. YMCA Newcomers Youth won the Junior Outstanding Award with their TARDIS display, as well as Rookie Team of the Year. The public can vote on their favorite to determine the winner of the People's Choice Award by making a monetary donation for the Inn of the Good Shepherd. The display that raises the most wins. Mix of sun and cloud for today with winds out of the south, a high of 19. Increasing cloudiness overnight tonight with a slight chance of showers, a low of 9. Cloudy tomorrow, few showers beginning in the morning, a high of 18. Mix of sun and cloud Wednesday with a high of 9.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.